This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. So we are going to start with Morgan Freeman.
Okay.
He made the news late last week for inappropriate on-set behavior.
You're right. It is Decision California.
Just together, no hyphens or anything. All right. DecisionCalifornia.com. Thank you. Morgan Freeman apologized again on Friday, but also defended his actions. He said, "It's not quite right to equate horrific incidents of sexual assault with misplaced compliments or humor. I would often try to joke with and compliment women in what I thought was a lighthearted and humorous way. Clearly, I was not always coming across the way I intended. And that is why I apologized Thursday. And will continue to apologize to anyone I might have upset, however unintentionally. But I also want to be clear. I did not create unsafe work environments. I did not assault women. I did not offer employment or advancement in exchange for sex. Any suggestion that I did so is completely false." He was smart enough to add, "All victims of assault and harassment deserve to be heard, and we need to listen to them." And then he added, "I'm devastated that 80 years of my life is at risk of being undermined in the blink of an eye by Thursday's media reports."
I'm sure he is.
Uh-huh. And he's not wrong. 80 years can blink out just like that. You know, people do joke and, you know, they think it's hilarious and, you know, someone else is getting a totally different read on it. But some of the stuff that was talked about, the lifting of the skirts and the point where other actors on the set were like, "Dude, you have to stop." That seems a little bit far. But we're talking about how these, you know, a lot of these big, really big stars are insulated in a way where no one ever says no to them, you know? Like they don't really have a good barometer in their life for what is appropriate behavior. And when really everything is available to you at all times, I guess you just start to feel like that's how it is and you can do anything you want. I'm a star. When you're famous, you can do anything to them. Grab them by the...
Well, I would say I agree with him. The two things are not the same.
Right.
So I understand where he's coming from there. But that's how we get Bill Clinton doing that in the White House with an intern. That's how we get... It's these people who just get away with it forever. And everyone goes...
They think everyone likes it.
"I'm not saying anything to that guy. I don't want no trouble.
I don't need the trouble,
right?
You know? Exactly.
I don't want the trouble.
I just want to go home and eat dinner with my family. I don't want to find myself in the middle of anything."
Or the women who say, "I wear a bunch of extra clothes when I'm on set with him.
Yeah,
I don't wear anything revealing because I know he's a lech."
Have you heard any of the audio clips that are out there with ladies who are interviewing him and he's making all these super inappropriate
comments? Saw one CNN like, one ugh. When the whole thing broke. Do you have any of that handy? Or, you know,
There's a couple that I saw out there. And one woman says, "I am not a victim. That whatever happened, and don't include me in all that stuff." But there's a couple of comments he made that I would have been, even me, you know how much I joke.
Well, the
about
one
stuff.
I saw was the woman is pregnant, and he's saying, you know, how he wished that he would have been there when that happened.
No, I didn't see that one.
Yeah. That was, I think that was a CNN one. Mm. I don't know if you can.
That one's weird.
Well, it's just so inappropriate. Like, please leave the pregnant lady alone, could you? You know, she's.
There was one where a woman.
She already has to pee. She's a little sweaty.
You know, when you're wearing a dress and then you sit down, your dress goes up. Mm. And she, like, stood up to pull her dress down. And he's like, "Don't pull it down." And some other words.
Gross.
I almost wonder if a dude like that doesn't get out much.
I don't know.
I'm not trying to excuse him. I just mean that maybe he's not around enough people in his day-to-day life that he
gets... Or he's only around people who never would call him on anything.
I just don't...
And he thinks that's how it is.
Here it is.
I'm Morgan Freeman the whole time.
This is on Entertainment Tonight, it looks like.
Yeah. So little comments like that.
Yeah.
I mean, it
could... In his film, Five Flights Up.
Isolated,
it's yucky, for sure.
Well, and just knowing that it happened all the time makes it even yuckier.
Here's also the thing. Right. If he's not Morgan Freeman, he's Grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
He is. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's a young lady that's interviewing him. He is Grandpa.
It looked like Scary Spice, actually, from the angle I was looking at.
And he has no idea that that's who he is to someone if he's not Morgan Freeman.
Because he's a star. Mm. Yeah, good. He needs to find out that that's not okay. I do feel bad for people whose entire 80 years of life and accomplishments just get flushed down the toilet. But on the other hand, that's got to stop and someone needs to tell them.
Well, he already lost some work out of it, right?
Yeah.
He got dropped off
the visa stuff and a bunch of other stuff.
The Canadian transportation voiceover.
The Vancouver transportation system. Yeah, it's a, I do feel bad when people lose all that because... Clearly, no one was. Well, I can't blame it on the people around them. You're a human being.
Personal responsibility.
Right. These are other humans, and they're not pieces of meat. You can just make a million comments about.
I'm sure the loss of work is, sucks, but I think he's more worried about his legacy than he is.
Sure.
He's not going to be starving.
Yeah, he's not hurting for money, and he certainly won't outlive his money. That's for sure.
It would take a lot of work to outlive his money. Speaking of people who are never going to outlive their money, didn't Dr. Dre get something like $800 million for the Beats headphones or something?
Crazy.
The dude's worth like $1 billion.
Yeah.
So real estate prices, they really don't affect him. Like for most people, a $2 million house is, out of reach. This dude, a $50 million house, not out of reach. I mean, he just, this is the house I want. So I guess in 2014, he bought Tom Brady and Giselle's house. For about $40 million.
In L.A.?
In Brentwood.
Oh, this is that big place they built?
You know, Vinny, I actually think it is, because as I'm looking at this one shot of it, because I thought they had just finished that and finally moved in, but I guess they started some other place or got sick of this one before. I don't know.
Oh, they've got your problem.
Yeah, project's over, got to sell it.
This place is no fun, I finished it.
So, this place is already, it's on 4 acres in Brentwood. Where's Brentwood? That's obviously
where it's right next
OJ's
to Beverly Hills.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thing happened, right?
Yeah, it's actually really beautiful.
Is it like up in the hills?
No.
Okay.
No. It's just beautiful suburb, California, manicured, big houses.
With a 4-acre lot, that's humongous. So it's got an infinity pool, ocean and canyon views. So it's got to be up a little ways. A poolside cabana, a gym, an outdoor kitchen, a living area, 7 fireplaces, and a moat.
Brentwood is where OJ was.
Moat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rockaway Hill.
Do you know where Westwood is?
I don't. I'd have to look on the map.
Do you know where Bel Air is?
I do.
All right. So it's right next to Bel Air.
Oh, okay.
It goes Beverly Glen, Bel Air, then Brentwood.
Okay. So it's pricey.
And
to
then
say
Santa Monica.
$40 million. So... All this, it's so funny because I was thinking, he's got a moat. And I'm looking around to see if there's a bridge. No bridge. Yeah. Sorry, human.
No
bridge.
I pulled up Brentwood, and there's one in the East Bay.
I got to try and do a better job
with that. Brentwood, Los Angeles. There we go.
Oh.
Sorry, I was going to show you on a map real quick, and it pulled up. I'm like, Antioch, what the hell? No offense, Antioch, but that's not what I was looking for.
So he is trying to pull permits to, let me see what you got here.
There's UCLA.
There's Pacific. I see it. Okay, so it's right on the sort of outskirts. And there's the 405. Got it. All right, I see where that is. I guess they just wouldn't let me in there in my car when I was living in L.A. If you've ever seen, if this is that house that they built, and it certainly does look like it, that I'm talking about Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen. I mean, there were overhead shots for years as this place went up, and it was just, it's a palace. I mean, it's humongous. Isn't this the place with like the two-story gym, like with a half
like
court?
Like his and her gym.
Yeah, that's right. It was crazy.
Jesus.
I'm not seeing a square footage thing on here, but I gotta guess it's 50,000 square feet. It's humongous. So it's already amazing. So he's just filed all kinds of paperwork with the county of L.A., and he is going to build like basically what sounds like a bunker underneath the house. So most of the time in California, there's no basement.
Right.
You know, earthquakes, flooding, I don't know, whatever the reason is. Every place back east has a basement. It's where you live all summer long because it's the only cool place in the house. And out here, nothing. He is going to dig up a huge portion of the property, roughly the size of his home, to build a basement or bunker or music studio. You know, who knows what he's doing in there. He's added permits to add retaining walls around the place, a guardhouse. I don't know what this is going to cost him, but it's I'm sure digging out underneath a house is this size to the depth that I'm sure he wants is probably millions of bucks. He applied for the permits a few years ago, got them granted this month. So that's what he's doing. Don't worry, he's got plenty of cash. How is it 6:24 already?
You got tons of time.
Oh, well, we actually start a little late at
the top
of the hour.
I think that's cool because actually people get mad when you build up too high.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your neighbors are all, oh, thanks.
Build down.
Why not?
Yeah. I miss having a basement. Basements are good. Last week, somebody on Instagram asked Nicki Minaj if she was dating Eminem, and she said, yeah. And that's what it all began, Vinny. It's not true.
Oh, so she's just...
Yes.
Controversy. Why not?
Why not? During a show in Boston over this past weekend, Eminem asked the crowd, how many people want me to date her? Do you have any of this audio? He says, well, goddammit, me too. Basically, he was saying, Nicki, if you get this message, just text me later. We'll talk about it. To which she tweeted, LMFAO, whoa, 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 whoa. Laughing my ass off. The fact that he's silly and a goof just like me. Love him so much. And we need you on the Queen album. That's where our first date will be, at the studio, while I gaze into your beautiful eyes as you write your verse. You a stupid hoe.
Listen to that talent.
I know, she's amazing. So there you go. Nicki Minaj and Eminem are not dating, but
I kind of like her, but there is a picture of her where she just, the whole thing looked fake.
Is that the one where she's squatting? Pull up
no,
that picture.
It was like even her chest looked plastic, and she was wearing like a plastic kind of top. Like, what is that? Fake.
Lycra. Vinyl or something?
Vinyl.
Yeah, vinyl. Like,
not lycra, right?
It's patent leather.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
like shiny,
but
and then her skin
was
shiny.
Called, that stuff?
And it looked like has she had surgery on her face? Yeah.
I don't know if she's had it on her face, but
it looks
she's,
like it.
But right she here? Always puts on so much makeup.
No, that's
she just.
The one.
Looks
wow.
Like, she looks like a cartoon. That looks like an old one,
it
actually.
Is.
Yeah, that looks pre-surgery.
Yeah. Oh, there's that one, too.
Yow.
That's the anaconda one.
You want to just keep looking right and left, you can see them both. I'm still standing
the
there.
Back and front. Okay.
Oh, that is neat.
Oh, look at that.
And he's enjoying that. Anywho, that's it for the Celebrity Trash Early Edition. What's coming up in the early news, then?
The Warriors and French Spider-Man. No. After these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 6:36 and it's Tuesday morning already. What?
Tuesday?
I know. And Memorial Day. I mean, it's not technically summer yet, but that does feel like the kickoff. And man, it was warm this weekend and so nice.
Oh my gosh,
nice.
It was so hot yesterday and last night.
I know.
Yesterday was really
Vinny,
hot.
I had the fan on my face all night. It was just so hot.
Yeah. I slept with just the sheet on, the fan going.
Yeah.
I told you, I was like, oh, let's turn on the AC. He's like, we're not doing it. It's not even June yet.
It's pretty early.
I'm like, man, but it's so hot. Please.
It's pretty early.
Who has AC here? Just you?
It's just Sarah.
Oh, and Vinny.
Vinny,
of course.
Do you have it?
You have to have it out there. Yeah.
Yeah. I need it about 7 days a year. But yesterday felt like one of them. I'm like, no, it's hot.
Well, they say it's going to cool down a little for the next couple of days and then heat
good.
Back up.
Oh,
on
good
Friday
for the weekend.
For the weekend.
Have you put solar on that place yet?
Not yet, but that is the plan.
Oh.
Yeah. Do you have solar on your place?
Yeah, we do.
That's so nice. Have you noticed a difference in your bill?
Oh, my God. It's.
Do you own the system or is it a lease system?
No, it's ours.
It?
It was
so nice.
But that was part of the house thing.
Oh. Right.
But we had one on the house in San Jose that she owned, and that was a lease because she worked with them or whatever. But it changes everything.
Yeah.
Your bill goes from, it's a big deal.
It is. Well, and I charge an electric car, and I'd like to be able to use my AC. And boy, it would be really nice to have the sun taking care of some of that. It does seem to be pounding on my house. So
it's helpful.
Yeah. Anywho, I didn't see Vaughn yet today.
Vaughn's here.
I haven't poked my head in there yet.
Hi, Vaughn.
So Vaughn's in there running our little, I don't know, interweb show that we have, and he cuts back and forth and he's very handy with the camera work.
Yeah.
So you can check it out at radioalice.com/watch. It takes you directly to the Looking Glass link. Knowing.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is... So please stay on Alice all day long and enjoy Jane this afternoon.
Jay!
Here's what's happening. Warriors win.
Yeah.
The Warriors win the Western Conference Finals.
Amazing.
They take game 7 against the Rockets in Houston. And we have a Warriors-Cavs NBA Finals.
Unreal.
Starting May 31st. That's this Thursday at 6 p.m. Meet you there.
Yeah. So who's won? They won one of the last three, and we
and
won,
we've won two.
Right. All
right. Yes.
We need to.
And if
ahead.
I'm not, I might be wrong, and I know that our texters will help me with this. That's
of course
why
they will.
I don't mind.
They're
saying
amazing.
It. I think the one we lost, we were up 3-1. And they came back and got us.
That's right.
That was very painful.
So.
Didn't one of them, though, we were down like 3-0 and we did 4 in a row?
Nah, I don't know about that. But I'm just saying that we it could very well be, you know, we have all three, but we don't because of that collapse. And that was the season also, I think, where we got the record for the most wins in a season. Like 73 wins.
And then we didn't win
and
the
then
championship.
We didn't win the championship.
Oh my God!
Which makes it all work.
It's like the Patriots that one year.
Yeah.
Yes.
18-0.
That
except
was
they lost
that was
the
a
Super
bummer.
Bowl.
That was the Giants year, wasn't it?
Crunch.
God.
It's too bad.
Bastards.
Bummer.
Total bummer.
Sorry to see that.
Yeah, I bet you were. I can see why that would upset you.
Evil. Anyway, yeah, someone wrote in, if I could find it real quick, a text. I loved that this person. Vinny, after the first half, I had to go outside and do some yard work for the third quarter. I just couldn't watch anymore. Thank God for Google updates, says 925. It was starting to get, it was starting to become too much. Very scary. And painful.
Bless you. Bless you.
This is not going well.
Well, they just didn't look like themselves. There were tons of turnovers and a lot of missed shots, and it was starting to get like, what is happening? And then they turned it around. Moving on.
Found a way to win.
Starbucks will be closing over 8,000 stores today for anti-bias training. So this afternoon, you won't be able to get your... pick me up.
I think
from
two o'clock.
Store.
Are they locking all the
two.
Doors?
Mm-hmm.
So just make sure you get in there and get your pick me up before that.
It'll be a 4-hour session that's going to give workers a primer on the history of civil rights from the 60s to present day.
Oh boy.
There's controversy surrounding this training, as many say the training doesn't work, and others say that Starbucks obviously did their due diligence and whatever whatever work is done with the employees today will be better than nothing.
It can only be positive. Right.
Right.
There are in total 13,000 Starbucks in the United States.
It's a lot.
That is a lot.
I wonder if they're going to be like webinars kind of training, like instead of individual stores or
everybody
clusters.
Gets on and
yeah.
watches somebody's laptop.
Everybody's on the same page.
Mm.
Have you seen footage yet of the French Spider-Man?
I haven't seen the actual climb. The bit that I saw was him sitting down with Emmanuel Macron, however you say that guy's name.
Right. Let me show you this.
Yeah, please, it's please do. When I was reading about it this morning, I was like, holy crap, this guy's climbed up the front of a building, basically.
He's jumping balconies.
So the balconies are it's unreal how he's getting himself up there as this little... why is no one helping the kid? The guy's standing
there. I'm so glad you said that. That's the question.
Yeah, why is that guy not just pulling him up? Is he on the other side of a barrier or something? Oh, and he got the kid out.
All right, so...
Yeah, tell the whole story. Start from the beginning.
Well, the thing is, I don't know what the deal... they've been very nice, at least the stories I've found, to the couple right next to the boy. I think there's a barrier blocking them.
There must be, because he seems to be reaching around.
But if a guy can climb four stories on the outside of balconies...
Swing your leg over.
And that guy can't hop the four... Oh, sorry, this thing's restarting. The four-foot divider between the two balconies to save the... I don't get it. He's, like, reaching over... completely ineffectively and not even grabbing the kid.
So the kid's a four-year-old, right? And he's hanging by his hands off a fourth-story balcony.
Right.
On this French apartment building.
Right.
But this guy, he gets up there. I mean, does it even take him 30 seconds? It's incredible the way he pulls himself from one balcony to the next. It's incredible.
Well, and it would be scary to do that. What the other guy could have done...
Right. He has to be embarrassed when he watches this.
I would like to think that he is, because it's pathetic that he sat there reaching, alligator arming this boy who's hanging off the side of a balcony.
Right. He actually looks like he's touching him. It doesn't make any sense that he can't get the kid up.
Did you see that they're going to make that guy a French citizen now?
That's why I'm doing the story, actually. No, it's fine.
It's all good.
We're working our way through it here, as we do. The four-year-old boy seemed to be suspended from about... Give it to the kid, too.
Sticky hands that kids have, they really help with the, with the holding on to stuff.
I know we all have a strong desire to live, but man, kids aren't strong.
No.
They're weaklings.
Total weaklings.
He held his body weight while the people had to cut.
And I'm sure he was screaming in terror.
Yeah.
An adult standing by seemed powerless to help. I don't get that.
I don't either.
That's the story, but...
So there has to be some kind of divider that... We can't really see it. You can't see it. But he does seem
to
be about 2 feet
away. He seems like a puss. If that other guy could climb four stories, that dude could have done something. Can you see that, Bryn?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
What? It doesn't make sense, because he's right there.
So it looks like there's a wall there that's separating two different apartments.
Right.
Right. So he's reaching around it, but...
See, there's a wall right there on the top.
Yep.
And the bottom right there. So there's probably a wall right there.
Man, don't you go in and knock on the front door of the house next door and say, dude, your kid's hanging off the balcony. Anyway, the dad wasn't there. So the dad's in huge trouble.
As in, the child was
alone. As the dad was playing Pokemon Go.
Which I
didn't realize.
Ridiculous.
As much as that thing is international... I guess I just assume French people are above it. I don't know.
No one's above it, man. You get bitten by the Pokemon Go bug. I'm actually surprised to hear that that seems like something a four-year-old would be into. Take your kid with you.
People have started calling the young man Mamoudou Gassama, Spider-Man of the 18th, which refers to the area of Paris where the episode unfolded. This guy... with muscle and bravery, hauled himself up hand over hand from one balcony to another to save the four-year-old who was hanging and would have for sure died.
Absolutely died. He said basically, I like kids and I just didn't want to see that. I didn't want to see anything happen to that kid. Yeah. I didn't even think about it. I just went.
Our hero is a migrant from Mali.
A
troubled former French colony in Northwest Africa. He was there illegally.
Oh.
He had journeyed through, these are all Burkina Faso, Niger, and Libya before making the dangerous Mediterranean Sea crossing to Italy and arriving in France in September. He was hoping to secure the documentation to live legally in France, but didn't have it. And the dream came through Monday after a meeting with President Emmanuel Macron. They gave him what he sought due to his act of heroism.
And I think, didn't the fire department offer him a gig too?
The fire department also recognized his bravery and talent.
And his parkour skills are
Paris
amazing.
Firefighters are eager to welcome
him
into their ranks.
Aww.
As they've invited, he's also been invited to apply for French citizenship. Now, the reason this all is a big deal is they're having the same debates and issues about immigration that America and other countries are having.
Yep.
Germany, England, no one is sure how to handle it. And so they're dealing right now with that. Now, Macron did defeat anti-immigration far-right leader Marine Le Pen. We all heard about her in the news.
Yeah.
But it's still an incredibly divisive issue. And this guy just jumped to the front of the line.
Well, he's giving immigrants a good name, giving refugees in that area a good name. That's a lot of people. A lot of Europe is dealing with this. And, you know, we're talking about human beings, fellow human beings, someone
right.
who sees a human being in trouble and
went for it.
And at great peril to himself.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And you'd think
that's
like,
no joke.
If you were going to do that for any reason, you would be like, well, I need certain shoes and I'm certainly not going to do it in these jeans.
And I need some chalk on my hands.
I'm going to want a helmet. And if can I get a rope? Can you tie me to something? I mean,
this guy runs at the building and does it.
Congratulations, French Spider-Man. You should watch the video. It's something.
It's quite a thing.
Elementary school teacher Jen Beeson said four of her students told her they wished phones were never invented because their moms are always on them. I don't like the phone because my parents are on their phone every day. I hate my mom's phone. I wish she never had one. The teacher then posted these shares and they went viral. Parents expressed guilt. Fellow teachers echoed similar conversations they've had in their classrooms. Class discussions about Facebook, and every single one of the students said their parents spend more time on FB than they do talking to their kids.
That makes me sad.
It is sad. It's sad if you just look around any place you go, in a park, in a grocery store, there's a kid and there's a person on their phone, an adult. It's not just moms, it's dads, moms.
It's everybody, every
it's
age.
Crazy.
As soon as you get a phone, that's all you look at. We're into our phones.
How addicted we are to our phones.
Maybe the kids are sad because the parents won't give it to them.
Well,
I want my turn on your phone.
There's the next topic, which is that the thing that parents do because, A, they're guilty. Their phone is in their hand all the time.
Hard to make an argument why you can't have one.
Right.
I'm stuck on mine all
and
day.
Also, well, now you'll stop asking me for mine.
This will be better for everyone.
It's crazy how I love hearing different parents sort of talk about their move. What's the move? The sort of, for lack of a better word, dummy phone that doesn't do much as opposed to smartphone, everyone.
Right. Got it.
Right. Or do you just go, I give up. All the kids are getting them. One of the kids on our street was asking his parents, he was saying, all my friends have them, and they're all in touch with each other about where to meet, what to do.
I'm out in the cold.
And I never know.
That's got to...
Well, what do you say?
It's a hard argument for a parent to fight with.
Well, the argument probably is, too bad for you. And then...
Yeah, but you got to live with that kid.
Right.
Now they're super bummed.
And you got to get a hold of that kid as well, right? That's true.
I mean, that's one of the things, though, is you don't want to give a phone to an 8-year-old.
No.
You're 8.
Deal with it.
So what
they
do?
See him at school.
They haven't given him the phone. What are you supposed to do?
Yeah.
Hand it over just because he's missed out on
I want one!
On a, you know, a play at the swings?
Mm-hmm.
Take a leap. Go to the swings. Maybe they'll be there. Right. I don't know. I don't know what you do.
Knock on their doors. Call their home phone. Oh, they don't have one of those? Call their mom. Here's their number.
Anyway, I just wanted to mention that because we are at it, and I am too.
Me too.
I saw, it's the first episode of the show on Netflix starring Dexter.
Oh, Safe?
Safe! And there's a guy in there who they say, why couldn't we reach you on your phone? And he goes, I'm old-fashioned. I turn it off when I'm not using it. Oh. And I thought,
what?
That's awesome. Like the guy just,
that's fishy. No one does that. That.
Well, but it's awesome too. I just went, wow, he turns it off. And then turns it back on to make a call. And then turns it off.
That's funny.
Who does that?
No one does that. It's hard to believe, actually.
Our text number, well, and that plays into the storyline too. Our text number is 800-400-3697. This is about Bottle Rock. 925 says, Killers killed it.
Oh, I they guess. Were Saturday night?
Must have been.
Yeah.
Yes. OMG, says 925. I totally agree with who about the Chainsmokers. Their performance was so lame.
So lame.
Should have gone to see Muse, Hooman.
I know.
I wish you had, too, because then we could have
You'd still
longer.
Be there.
Yeah, we'd still be there.
You'd still be partying in Napa.
I would have driven home from Napa this morning.
707 says, the Struts lead singer Luke's lips were lavender, not black.
Oh.
All right, take it easy. I just saw a picture. I wasn't even there. I was looking at that from Santa Cruz County going, looks black to me.
That was the one thing I was bummed about, just listening to them as I stood in the line like, no. Everyone shut up so I can hear.
They'll be around again.
I know.
I have to believe they're working on a second album, right?
I would think they would be, yes.
So,
Kiss This was like, it feels like that was a year ago. Probably not.
Even more, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Solo. And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.